Final chance to text in the words Science Week. Science Week to 083 333 975. As you know, we've teamed up with Irish Water to celebrate all that is important regarding sustainability. And tomorrow I'm going to be chatting with Michael Skehan from the Granville Hotel and Steve Brown of Central Solutions. So we have a lunch voucher to give away in the Granville Hotel. Sunday lunch for two each day across the week. So text us in 083 333 975, just the phrase Science Week. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good, thank you. Thanks very much. Sustainability lead with Irish Water. Again, people might wonder, all the rain in the last few weeks, they'll be thinking, why should we even be talking about this? But there's so much importance with this, because in the summertime we're looking at shortages in many different areas, and then obviously the importance of just being more environmentally friendly. Talk to me about what you're doing this week in terms of Science Week, and as Ireland's national water utility, I suppose, promoting conservation measures.
Yeah, we have a lot of our, I suppose, subject matter experts in a number of areas across sustainability out talking on sustainability and water conservation, including including biodiversity right across the country this week. You know, in terms of, you asked a very, very pertinent question there, you know, why do we need to save water? But if you put in context, you know, I mean, approximately 71% of the earth is water, and that's through the water cycle, and it's constantly being recycled. So we never actually really, you know, lose or gain water through that cycle. And, you know, I mean, that seems an awful lot of water, but it's actually a finite source for us to use with limited sources available at any one time. And to put a figure on that, I mean, less than 1% of the earth's water is available to us. The rest is out there stored in the sea. It's either frozen in ice caps or floating around the atmosphere. And out of that low percentage, that 1% of the fresh water available for humans, a massive 70% of that goes towards growing food and raising animals. And you talked about drought and, you know, and moving on in terms of, you know, climate change. You know, we all can take action on climate change and build a more sustainable communities. You know, sometimes, I mean, I often get the question, you know, the challenge of climate change can seem very daunting, you know, and it can lead to that sense of, well, you know, that overwhelm, or, you know, and that in itself can lead to inertia. And, you know, that I'm so small in the scheme of things that I can't really do anything about it. And, you know, we can all make changes. And, you know, and there's so much that we can do that can have a real impact and make a real difference. And that's the multiplier effect. You know, to put it, you know, we are really the first generation to really feed the effects of climate change. Mm. And, but more importantly, Damien, we are the last generation that really can do something about it.
Yeah, very
and
much
some
so.
Of, and some of that, and me, sorry, Damien, go ahead.
Yeah, no, very much so. And like, we've worked with you before, and we got an award-winning program there about climate. And I suppose I nearly prefer to call it climate warming now, because climate change kind of sounds benign. It kind of sounds, ah, sure, it's just a change. It's not. It's climate warming. And
it's climate, or even climate breakdown, Damien.
Yeah, and we have to do something about it.
Really.
And people say about Ireland, ah, sure, we're only a small little cog in the wheel, and yet per capita, we produce the second highest number of emissions in Europe compared to other countries. But our water conservation measures as well, they can actually influence and set the standards for others in other countries as well. So what we do here as well, we can show other countries what we can do. So we have a greater power beyond our size. Is that a fair thing to say?
Absolutely, Damien. And, you know, for your listeners, even what your listeners can do at home, you know, I mean, there's so many ways we can be sustainable with water. You know, even just a small bit of planning, like, you know, using full loads in the dishwasher, or, you know, keeping the tap off while cleaning your teeth, or even having short showers. You know, there's no need to flush every time you have a pee. You know, just flush once or twice a day. Or I mean, these are all things that we can do easily. And to pick up in your mind, you know, we can have a big impact globally. And it is about setting the standard. It is about setting a culture change. And there's so much we can do. And even go onto our website there, water.ie/conservation, there's a huge amount of water-saving tips. And there's even an online video there explaining how we produce water, how we clean it, how we clean wastewater. And it's quite interactive. It's for all age groups. And there we're providing guidance and water-saving tips for both homeowners and for businesses that's on conserving water. They can really make effective changes. And we're working in partnership, as you know, with businesses to through the Irish Water Certified Water Stewardship Programme. And that's providing stewardship training for business customers. And this is an innovative program. It's first of its kind globally, and that's really where we're leading out globally and really can make a change. You know, it's an international best practice certification and is accredited by the European Water Stewardship. And that training provides business owners, I suppose, with the knowledge and expertise to lower water consumption. And that also helps them, Damien, to reduce their operating costs while also protecting the environment. And this year alone, we saw the program grow to over 600 organizations as certified water stewards, including the likes of, the Lata Hotel Group, Intel, and Dublin Airport Authority. And we have over 1,500 new water conservation projects have been put in place through that program. And again, if you go online there onto our website, you can see that the first step is taking that water conservation pledge, and then you follow it on with a free online water conservation training, and finally enrolling becoming a certified water steward. And we also have a big focus on the think in your home, and the think before you flush program, where we work with Antashka to educate people to what. Only PE, paper and poo, they're the only things that really should go down the loo. Nothing else should really go down, because you only end up giving blockages, and you're going to have risk of pollution to environment and harming wildlife. And there's another campaign that we run as well, which is Think Before You Pour campaign. And that focuses on the kitchen behaviour, where we ask people not to use the kitchen sink as a bin for all intents and purposes. And the research we've seen to date is that, 40% of people put fat sides and greases down the kitchen sink. And, I mean, that causes us huge problems, Damien, both in terms of, fat burgs, there's huge blockages in the system. So we run campaigns throughout the year, particularly at Christmas time, coming up shortly, and also at Easter, about not putting the fat sides and greases and removing it and putting that in your bin. And we do have what we call gung pots, where people can put that fat into the gung pot, let it cool, and then you scrape it out and put it into your bin afterwards.
Excellent. And again, and I know people would have issues with certain systems and stuff like that, so to get in touch with you again, but also to find out about these conservation measures. So somebody who's just texted in, water is precious. Forget about the fact that it rains so much in Ireland, but we need to preserve and conserve. Having a coffee, don't fill the kettle. Brushing teeth, turn the tap off. Have a shower twice a week. Wash your bins. Use rainwater for external use. Wash up in the morning with overnight hot water bottles. Don't flush. Every time you flush the toilet, how much water is used every time you flush the toilet?
It changes. I mean, you can use up to 10 to 15 litres, those old type ones. And then the modern ones, you use less than half of that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to retrofit the toilet, there's simple things you can do. You can some people put a block in it, or there's these little bags you can get to blow up, which just reduces the volume of water in the toilet.
Yes.
I mean, the old systems, they use a huge amount of water, Damien.
Like, you're still looking at between 6 and 10 litres for any toilet flush.
Probably flush, that's huge, yeah.
It is. Yeah. It really is huge. And give us the contact details then again if people want to get in touch with you online.
Well, you can get directly with us in sustainability at sustainabilityofwater.ie. But in terms of looking in on our conservation programs and where you can get the tips, you can go to water.ie/conservation, and we have it all there, Damien.
Okay, it's good to talk to you again. We'll have Michael Skehan on tomorrow, and we've got a business in Tramore as well, talking about the stewardship programme. Charlie, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks. All the very best there. Thank you. That's Charlie Coakley from Irish Water. He is a sustainability policy lead with Irish Water. We'll do more about that this week, and people have questions about it as well. It rains 9 months a year. We shouldn't have any issues regarding conservation here. But again, we had, I suppose, not as much investment in water systems over the years, so a lot of pipes were leaking, and there's a lot about catch up on those particular things. People texting in about septic tanks, people texting in also about different matters. We'll deal with those in a little